What is the future for Michigan Avenue? Let's get into that with the president and CEO of the Magnificent Mile Association, Kimberly Bears. Kimberly, good morning. This is one of the great boulevards of the world, and a lot of us have been troubled lately by the empty stores and the street traffic that has kind of seen better days there. So where do we start with this? Because you are working with one of the beautiful areas anywhere in the world, really, aren't you? A great shopping district.
We certainly are, Bob. Good morning. And I have to say, when you talk about the beauty on the Mag Mile, I want to invite everyone to come down and see our beautiful fall gardens. We pride ourselves on the tulips, of course, in the spring. But every season, we have new gardens that go along the avenue. Those are all funded privately. There's no city money that goes into that. Those are the buildings that are investing on the avenue. And our beautiful new fall gardens are in. Your listeners may know that one of the mottos of the city, or the motto of the city of Chicago, is Herbs in Horto, a little Latin for everybody this morning, meaning city in a garden, and we think that we represent that magnificently here on Michigan Avenue. Beautification Award winners recently at our luncheon, the Intercontinental. If folks haven't been down on Michigan Avenue, they are missing out. The Intercontinental Hotel has started to change the not only what's in front of their building, but what's on their building on the facade. The Intercontinental, the Omni Hotel was a winner, and Tiffany & Co., our three winners just recently at our luncheon last week.
Well, no doubt you have a lot of good things to work with, but the vacant office buildings, obviously, not just Michigan Avenue, but around Chicago, that's a problem. But specifically on Michigan Avenue, what's the plan there? Are we going to see major office to residential conversions like we have at the Tribune Tower?
Yes, I think we'll see more of that throughout the city. There's no doubt that with people choosing to work from home, we don't have as many folks coming into the office. Of course, we always want to encourage people to leave their kitchens and their bathrobes behind, come downtown, join the rest of us who are back in the office and loving it. If that isn't the case, then we'll see new uses for some of these buildings. And you mentioned the Tribune Tower, an incredible space that is now condos. And we expect a building or two to follow suit on Michigan Avenue. That's great. That's fine by us. We're already the largest residential neighborhood in the city of Chicago with over 120,000 residents. We love our residents. We'll enjoy seeing more. Mm-hmm. That doesn't change what will happen on the first floor or second floor of these buildings, Bob. And very happily, we've worked hard with our retail brokers and our property owners to re-tenant these spaces. We've got a building at 830 North Michigan Avenue that will soon be re-tenanted. Aritzia, which is the former Gap at the corner of Ohio and Michigan, will open in 2025. The H&M store is moving from its old location to the old Apple store, and that'll open shortly. And we've got a couple of other things coming onto Michigan Avenue. Chicago's very first Pop Mart is coming to the shops at Northridge. Mm-hmm. We're very excited for that opening up. And then we've got the Hershey Experience. One of the things that we've realized and we've seen in retail is that experience matters. We've always known that, but these retail experiences are more and more popular, and opening tomorrow at Water Tower Place is the Hershey Experience. I'm originally from the East Coast. I grew up going to Hershey Park as a kid, and I am delighted that one of my favorite candy companies will be right down the street from me.
Glad to hear something's opening at Water Tower Place. As someone who grew up here, I have been depressed going through Water Tower Place in recent months because of all the vacancies. What specifically is planned for Water Tower Place?
Well, we always like to leave specifics to the property owners and the folks that manage mm-hmm. any building. I can tell you, though, that all of our property owners and management companies are looking at a variety of options to ensure that people find things that they love, that they want to experience. And that's why, frankly, you'll see this Hershey experience coming on the heels of Harry Potter, Dr. Seuss, and others. Last year, they hosted Santa. It was wildly popular. And that's the kind of innovation that you see on Michigan Avenue. Our district isn't different, Bob, from other high streets you were mentioning. We're one of the most iconic avenues in the world. That's true. I've done a lot of traveling, and we aren't immune to the challenges that we are all facing in a post-pandemic retail economy.
Mm-hmm.
But we are, I think, unique in the ways that our community works together, supports one another, and supports innovation. Water Tower Place was the first vertical mall mm-hmm. in America in 1974. They're still innovating. And the support that we have on Michigan Avenue with the special service area, which is a collective way of self-assessing and putting money toward things like marketing and promotion, safety and security, it's what allowed us to open our first ever visitor center at Chicago and Michigan Avenue. The business community here is incredibly tight-knit and always looking for ways to surprise and delight our visitors.
I know I'm not going to be telling you anything you don't know, because before joining the Magnificent Mile Association, you worked in neighborhoods like Wicker Park, Bucktown, and Rogers Park. But isn't there a need for more pedestrian traffic? So why not more outdoor cafes on the avenue? Wouldn't that help everything, including retail? And let's face it, I mean, you could probably get away with that here in Chicago from early May and maybe through some of November.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love that you brought that up, Bob. We have a set of renderings that are inspirational, aspirational, that we call M-Vision. That, along with other renderings and designs from for LaSalle Street, mm-hmm. are at the Chicago Architecture Center. It's this phenomenal exhibit. Our work was done by Lamar Johnson Collaborative, a close firm for us. We love their work. And if you happen to get to the Chicago Architecture Center, you'll see what we imagine to be an avenue a little closer to the Champs-Élysées. For those of us who have had the privilege of being able to travel to Paris, You experience those cafes up and down the Champs-Élysées all throughout Paris. And Michigan Avenue was designed with the Champs-Élysées in mind. Those renderings show cafes and whatnot up and down the avenue, a whole reimagining of Jane Byrne Park. There's a hefty price tag to that, Bob. And we've got to get support from our great friends at the state, in the state of Illinois, and from the White House. There are a lot of zeros behind that project in terms of price tag. We would love to see it, though. You're absolutely right. But when you're talking about pedestrian traffic, I want to correct some misconception. We've got tons of people on Michigan Avenue. I encourage folks to come down. You'll be joined by throngs of people. You know, in terms of being back to work, even though downtown and central business districts across the country are somewhat depressed, our folks are largely back to work because we've got so much of the tourism and hospitality, attraction, retail sectors here. You can't do that job remotely. It's got to be on premise.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see a lot of folks when you're down here.
Well, it's so important for tourism, for the economy of Chicago. So keep us posted and let us know what we can do to help. All I do is blab about my ideas and I let you find the money. That's the hard part. Kimberly Bears, President and CEO of the Magnificent Mile Association. Thank you, Kimberly. Good talking to you.
Thank you, Bob.